This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, today is the weaponized woman, although I don't know if we have the weaponized women yet. We do have both, so joining us now from fresh off of some. She won a trophy the other day. It's quite the interesting trophy. But the weaponized woman, of course, is Keita Bussey. What did you win?
There you go.
What did you win?
I basically won like a Mortal Kombat looking trophy. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
It poked a dog in the eye. So the trophy is like a dragon head. It looks like basically brass knuckles in the shape of Mortal Kombat. So the trophy is really cool looking.
And your guest, you have brought back Tactical Poppins, yeah? Ashley's back?
Yes.
Yeah, I am here.
Well, I will let you have at it, Keita.
All right. So, Ashley, I'll let you start out. What's your take on the match? We just shot a major match. It's normally world level, like when people can fly into the U.S., but since the borders are kind of shut down, it was kind of within the U.S. So what was your take on things?
But it was still a huge match. They had over 300 people without having, out of the country, people coming in. They still had over 300 people at that match, which was insane for COVID days, I thought at least. So,
and what about the big names? And what about the big names coming in?
There were so many. I mean, I saw a couple people that I recognized. Like, I know their faces, but I'm horrible at names. But I actually saw JJ there, and you were, of course, there because you're the biggest name that I, like, know. So,
we're sisters, so of course you know me.
Yep. So, but yeah, I mean, you know more of the big names than I do.
Okay, who else do we have? We had Casey Eusebio and JJ Rakaza and Jesse Harrison, a couple of the big ones. Athena Lee. Those were a couple of the big names we had in. It was a legit big match. Like,
it was a big match.
When they set this up, they based this match off of the competition they put on in the Philippines. And all the Filipinos came in and flew in from the Philippines to shoot this match. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it because I was in the middle of teaching a class in North Carolina. So I was really bummed I couldn't make it the first time. So I made sure I got there this time. And now all the borders are shut down. So it was just us within the U.S., but it was still a really cool match. Tell them what happened when we moved from the lower stages to the upper stages.
So this was a pretty new range by my understanding, and they had built almost like a pit where they had about six or eight bays that they built down there. And saying it's a pit kind of makes it sound bad, but it was actually ingenious because since the match is in Odessa, it really doesn't rain there. I mean, if they did that in Houston, we would call it a pool because there's no way you could put bays down there. If you dig a pit, it fills with water. But in Odessa, they have the opportunity to do that. So they were able to build this pit, build 6 or 8 bays in it, and then use that soil or that dirt that's out there to build the berms for the other bays, which I thought was ingenious. But it was super nice that we didn't have to walk. We started down in the pit, and then as soon as we were done shooting our stages there, this nice gentleman in this nice truck with a trailer came by and loaded all of our stuff on the trailer and drove us up to the next bay. And I'm like, well,
and it was a hayride.
It was a hayride.
It was a hayride, like a literal hayride. And I was picking hay out of my butt the whole rest of the day.
Like, Kita, you hit the spot right there. I'm not touching your butt. but yeah, it was actually a really well done range. The range was well made, especially for, as I said, I understood that it's not a very old range, but they took a lot of good information from their shooters when they built it out, because they had good sized bays. They were able to put one stage per bay, so you had the full 12 stages. And I think all of the bays had some kind of cover for the shooters.
Yep.
Which was so what really nice because it's very sunny.
But the guy who put on this match, his name is Marco. We call him Motley Marco. We have a couple of Marcos in our shooting circles, but he's Motley Marco. He is originally from New York. He was in a gang, and he came to Texas to get away from all that, start a new life, made a brand new start for himself, and decided he was going to get into oil and make some money. So rather than getting into oil, he did it the smart way. He invested in the equipment that the guys collecting the oil needed. So that's what he did. He provided all their equipment.
That makes
he's
a lot of
always
sense.
Looking for what's next. So then he bought, from there he said, okay, what's next? So he started buying housing and renting out houses in the area and building houses and things like that in addition to the equipment. So it was like, all these people are coming here to mine oil. What can I do to provide for them? Because they need to buy things to make their money, which was really intelligent. So he made his money that way, got out of the gang, made his whole new living, and then he flew me out there as a movement coach for one-on-one classes, and he had one bay on his little range, but tons of property. And I looked at this and said, dude, you have enough property here? You could be putting on matches. He's like, really? How do I do that? So I walked him through his property and said, this is where you build base. This is how you do it. I gave him dimensions, told him exactly how to do it, gave him specific information, and hooked him up with people who could help him make that happen. And now it happened. So it was awesome, like, going there the first time where there was one bay and I did my private movement lesson with him, and now going back and there's, like, 15 bays, and he's putting on, like, what could be a world-level match. It was so gratifying. I loved it.
Yeah, if we hadn't had COVID, I think they would have had to run that match in like 4 days with multiple full-day shooting.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been well over 300 people.
So it was a world-level match last time they had it, before the borders closed. They had all these people coming in from other countries. But now, since COVID, it obviously is, you know, obtunded. So it is what it is. I wish I had been able to make it when they had that. Apparently, it was really cool. So they're copying the flavor of the Philippines matches, which are just insane. You get prize cashes for stage wins. You win guns. Like, the prizes are amazing.
Hold up right there. We're coming up on the break. And I've got something to tell you when we get back that you could have done. But I didn't know where you were going, so, but anyway. This is Weaponized Woman with Kita Bussey. Her guest is Tactical Poppins, Ashley Sullivan. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E Essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. www.weaponizedwoman.com. It is Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and her guest is Ashley Sullivan, Tactical Poppins. Now, Keita, I'm going to tell you something, just so we know, next time you'll know to do this, if you want to. Did you know that the day that you were weaponized womaning with me last week, prior to this, to the Mortal Kombat match with the brass knuckle trophy, that I have an affiliate in Odessa, Texas, the mighty KACT, 1360 AM, and you could have been out there saying, come see me shoot and win the Mortal Kombat trophy.
Who's that? What does he do?
What do you mean, what do they do? They, you know, you were on the show that Wednesday. They're listening right now. I mean, the next time you're going to be going somewhere for a match, if you'll let me know where you're going, I'll look at it and, like, you know, if you're out there saying, so, Bill, have you got anything? And I've got
well,
stuff.
We're going to have to do that.
Vegas and California and all that other stuff. And then you can start having groupies and all kinds of stuff. It'd be great.
That would be awesome. Get more people into the sport that way, too.
That's right. That's right. It'll be just like that movie, what was it, Major League.
Okay, well, I got to tell you this. I had a secret hideout on the range. It was like a secret lounge only for people who own Hunter's HD Gold glasses. So he had a motorhome on the range, and if you own Hunter's HD Gold glasses, you could go in the lounge and for free smoke cigars or whatever. After you're done shooting, he will provide you with whatever drinks you want. And if you just want to get out of the sun, you can go in there, sit in the air conditioning, and just be us.
Well, but see,
like this whole all
when you get groupies, that'll be a thing of the past. They'll be waiting for you. They'll be out there with a bunch of Sharpies, and if you pull out a cigar, there'll be 15 of those butane blowtorch lighters stuck in your face. Let me light it for you, Keita. You know.
No,
but
that's
the price of having fame.
Well, I went to talk to him, and I was like, hey, Brian, how you doing? He's like, I'm good. Come check out my secret hideout. So we go in there, and on my way in, I have to sign all these books as I'm climbing into the secret hideout. It was, like, amazing.
So this is an RV parked out in the middle of in Odessa, Texas, or not around any trees or anything, and that you guys call that a secret hideout?
Yes. Well,
okay. You need to give me a call after the show, Keita.
When you're on a range in the middle of nowhere, you take what you can get.
She's the one that called it a secret hideout, Ashley. I didn't do it.
Well, she didn't tell me about it. I feel a little left out.
It was hidden. It was
you probably
secret.
Saw
I didn't
it, though.
Tell anyone.
It doesn't have.
No,
it's not run
didn't.
By a Klingon. It doesn't have a cloaking device or anything. I'm sure it stood right out if anybody had been looking at it.
No, anyway. You didn't see it. Nobody saw it. It was hiding. And I couldn't tell anybody, even Ashley, who's my sister. And I was sworn to secrecy.
Do you ever go shoot in Vegas? I got affiliates in Vegas. You know, I got affiliates in California.
Well, let's do it. Yeah, I do
so
all
next
that.
Time,
there's a
next
class
time that's
in California
coming up.
I do. I have a SoCal class.
Well, California's sort of a big state, depending on where it is.
Yes.
I have one
like
affiliate in California right now.
Los
no,
Angeles,
I have two.
L.A. area. L.A.
It depends on how close L.A. is to the San Luis Obispo area.
That sounds south of L.A. I'm going to be a little north of L.A.
Okay. Well, we'll do the best we can anyway.
Yeah.
Despite that, what I'm saying is that whenever you've got a match or something coming up where you're going to be in some locale,
I'll let you know.
Say it when we're doing the Weaponized Woman, so that way people in these places that are getting the show, they'll know, and you know maybe they'll come out there and want to see some movement while shooting.
So this match was extremely, extremely technical. They had this. Okay, so one of the targets is called the Holy Monkey. It's created by Target USA. So you activate it by shooting a steel target. It was activated by opening a door. So you open the door, and the Holy Monkey just takes off. And it's not like a swinging target. It's just in every different direction going crazy. and you have to try and shoot the thing. It's unpredictable. You don't know where it's going to go next. So I had two deltas on the thing, and I was just happy I hit it.
It kind of looks like sponsored. A drunk swinger.
Yeah, it was like, I'm trying to hit this drunk guy, and he's going everywhere. Well, I guess a drunk guy would be slow, so it's more like he was on coke or something.
Drunk and on coke.
Yeah, something like that. Like, I'm trying to hit this guy. He's on something, and the way he's moving is freaking crazy. So I hit him in the left arm, and I hit him in the right arm.
I don't remember what I got on that target. I think I opened the door before you. So there was a little more time. That was one of the things that I really liked about this match is that there were a lot of options. So
yeah,
you didn't have to shoot it the same way everyone else did. Yeah.
No.
You could kind of mix it up a little bit, which was a really cool thing.
No, the stages were all really technical and really interesting and lots of options. It was just a very well done competition.
There were a few things that I saw that I haven't seen at USPSA matches before, too. Like,
tell me.
So it was actually, okay, it's funny. It was interesting, but it was actually my least favorite stage. So stage five had a table start where you actually started with all of your magazines on the table. And you had the option of... Yeah, you had the option.
Hard.
Yeah, production, oh my God. For the limited guys, it was easy. You grab one mag and you go, or the open guys, or the PCC guys. But in production, because Keita and I both shoot production, she's B-class and I'm C-class. So I'm C-class for
but
a little while.
But she was right on my honey.
So, actually, I'm going to bring that up in a second. I just hear something else.
Let's hold right there about you being on the hiney right there, because coming up on the break again. Keita, what's your website real quick?
180firearmstraining.com. If you want to set up a class or order my book, Smart Move, email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
Ashley, do you have a website to push out there?
I do, tacticalpoppin.com.
When we get back, we'll find out what it's like to be on Keita's 6. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers are sparring over efforts in Republican-led states to change election laws.
This is a full-fledged assault on voting rights, unlike anything we have seen since the era of Jim Crow.
During a Senate hearing, that's Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock from Georgia. Meanwhile, Utah Representative Burgess Owens not liking the Democrats' reference to Jim Crow.
It's disgusting and offensive to compare the actual voter suppression and violence of that era that we grew up in.
President Biden is getting a virtual tour of an electric battery facility in South Carolina.
We need charging stations. That's why in this Recovery Act that we just passed, as well as this jobs bill, we're going to build 50,000 of those along all our highways.
Proterra makes electronic transit buses in Greenville, South Carolina, and you're listening to USA Radio News. More than $2 billion in health insurance rebates are expected for more than 10.5 million Americans later this year. Those who bought health insurance on the individual affordable care market could see rebates of around $299 this fall. Those who got insurance on the individual market will either get a premium credit or a check. The hosting carousel continues on a popular game show.
Sportscaster Joe Buck will get a chance to give the answers on Jeopardy later this year. Buck will reportedly take the podium this summer as one of a series of guest hosts for the popular game show. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers recently ended his run as host with Anderson Cooper, Bill Whitaker, Mayim Bialik, Savannah Guthrie, and Dr. Sanjay Gupta in line to host as well. Buck is best known for his work calling NFL games on Fox and 22 of the last 24 World Series. The show has had a number of guest hosts serving two-week stints since the passing of longtime host Alex Trebek last November. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and she and Ashley are talking about this match they both were at in Odessa, Texas. What was it called again?
The Dragon's Cup.
The Dragon's Cup, okay. So you guys were discussing a stage. Let me back out of the way so you can do so.
Yeah, so I don't know if you know who Jesse Harrison is, but she's one of the top shooters in the world. She's a grandmaster, one of the first females to ever make grandmaster. And she came up to me and she said, "Dang, Keita, I was running from you the whole match." And I turned around and looked at Ashley. I'm like, "Dang, Ashley, I was running from you the whole match. I thought she was going to get me." So when Ashley first took my class, she was a kind of a lower-level shooter, and I felt no threat from her. After taking my class, I'm like, "Oh, man, Ashley could beat me.
I will be there one day."
Yeah.
Yes, I was looking over the scores. I actually had you on time this time. So
yeah.
I was 17 seconds faster than you.
So the thing about this match is, it's a points match. So it's a points match disguised as a speed match. When you look at the stages, you think, "Oh, I have to go fast." But it's actually not a speed match. It's a points match. So you have to slow down and get your hits. And I recognized that right off the bat. And a lot of people didn't. And the people who didn't recognize that didn't take their time and just tried to hurry through it and go fast. And those are the people who didn't win.
Mm-hmm. Which was not us, because you got second place B class, and I actually won first place B class.
Yes. So Ashley killed it. She crushed this match. She did so awesome. I was like a proud mama sitting there watching my student like, oh, I kind of hoped she would beat me because she's my student. And if she does, like if I win or I lose, either way, it's awesome.
Because you go, look, I helped make this person.
Yeah. So that was really cool. It was so cool to see you just blossom and hit the ground running.
Literally.
You want to talk about Chris Nagala a little bit?
Mm-hmm. So Chris Nagala is one of the guys that shot with me for years, and he's a big boy. He's in his 20s, but he's a big boy. And for years, he tried to shoot like those of us who are of smaller size, and it wouldn't work for him. So at your last time that you were in town, I talked him into taking your class. And he has made a complete 180. I mean, I...
180,
ha ha. 180, ha. This is the good kind. not the kind that you could be cute for. But he's gotten amazing.
180 fire engine training.
There you go, 180 fire engine. That's exactly right. He has completely changed his game. He now stays low and stays smooth and does everything you told him. And the last time I shot a full match with him, I was clapping in the back because I was so excited because he did everything you told him to do. And he actually beat me at that one.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, he has made a huge change and improvement.
So I was very impressed with him and his movement through the stages, and like the full 180 he did after taking the class, it was insane. So I told him when he took the class, I said, you can't move the way the rest of these people move. This is what you need to do for you and the way your body is built. And he said, yeah, okay, I get it. I can do that. And he did. And it was, like, a huge turnaround. It was so cool to watch and to see him shooting and all the guys on our squad. So the guys on our squad are, like, world-class, high-level shooters. And they're all watching him, and they're like, wow, that dude can move. And they've all taken my class, too. So they can move, too. But they recognized that, and they were, like, really impressed with him.
Yeah, I've been super happy with his change.
It was a total 180 from where he was.
Mm-hmm. Appropriately named company. 180
exactly, fire
engine.
Right. So what else? What else can we talk about?
So another cool thing was the activators, which they had two different things that I thought were really awesome for the match that I hadn't seen before.
Oh, yes.
They have these,
the visual
from Targets USA. So, the visual too, but I was going to get to that in a second. But the Targets USA activators, the little red box activators, they're fully enclosed. Those are the coolest things I've seen. You could shoot the crap out of them and never break the cable. I was like, I need those. I need those for our match.
Talk about the visual.
Oh, my God. So that was stage three, and it started out with the long hallway. You started up the hallway. So I was thinking, how in the world are they going to keep from running over the RO? And they decided to put in a visual start instead of an audible start. So they had a little box that lit up into a blue light. And I thought it was brilliant because the RO could make you ready, and then he could get safely out of the way. And then, you know, shoot a ready, standby, and then, quote-unquote, beep you, which wasn't a beep. It was the light. And it was perfect. I mean, it was way safer, and it was a kind of a cool introduction for someone who might have, like, a lot of hard-of-hearing shooters.
Yeah, so normally what they do is when they have up-range movement where you start closer to the target and move farther away toward the crowd, you actually have to have things to engage beforehand, like right from the start. That gives the range officer time to run away. But in this case, they just had a blue light that comes on that says go. So a lot of the guys would see that blue light and they'd still be sitting there waiting for the beep. And they're like, oh yeah, I get to go. But for me, I train with blaze pods, which light up. So I'm used to reacting to lights coming on. So for me, it was like, there's light, go. But other people would just sit there like, where's the beep? When do I go? So I had a huge advantage on that stage just because I trained with blaze pods.
I thought it was really a smart way to do that stage, too.
Yeah,
they even gave the revolver shooter's option.
I need to point something out here.
What?
Ashley, I have to deal with Keita week in and week out. And if you start giving her this Bruce Lee sort of connotation of her great instructor capability, which I know she is, she'll start coming at me with all of these little sayings. She'll be like, I'm like the finger pointing to the moon, Bill. Just remember that. Give out the website real quick. Keita, what's the website?
Right. 180firearmstraining.com.
And Ashley?
TacticalPoppins.com.
Fresh off of a match where they came in second and first, respectively. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey and her guest, Ashley Sullivan. And this is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with, well, it's the weaponized woman, so we're speaking with Keita Bussey and her guest, Ashley Sullivan, Tactical Poppins. I think Ashley should have a gun made that looks like it's an umbrella.
I'd use an umbrella on top. My gun doesn't get wet.
Never.
Hey, I have actually shot a match with my umbrella before in the rain. It was a Steel Challenge match, and it was pouring. And I'm like, nope, I'm shooting this one-handed. So I did.
There's my point. Point made. Have at it, ladies. Last segment. I'll be hushing right now.
All right. Ashley's going to talk about stuff.
I'm going to talk about stuff. Yeah, so there's a lot of really cool stuff at this match. There were, like we said earlier, a lot of good options to either go fast and really mess up or go fast, hit your point, and get your points in. And that I really like because sometimes we'll hit matches and they will be very samey. Like every stage is the same. And you do the same thing and you do the same thing 12 times. And I didn't get that from this one. So the Dragon's Cup guys, Motley, is that the club name, Keita?
Yes, Motley.
Motley. They did a really good job laying all of these out in very unique ways and giving 12 very different stages from each other. So,
yeah. Very well
but,
done.
But also with the well done part, they hired this company out of Florida. It's called KFAB. It's a veteran-owned company. Those are the guys who actually made these awesome targets. And I have mine sitting here with me. And if you want, you can look on my Instagram, Facebook, MeWe, Twitter, all the others for Tactical Poppins, and you can see the picture of my awesome trophy. And those guys did an amazing job. I have never seen a full metal trophy before.
It looks like Mortal Kombat from the 90s.
It does. It looks like the 1990s Mortal Kombat Dragon, and they did just a really good job. And I actually called and talked to the guy and told him if I had a chance, I'd mention him because I'm impressed with quality. And this match, everything about this match is quality. The stages, the use of the different targets and the activators from Targets USA, and even down to the trophy. I mean,
and the
they
range
really
officers.
Went through everything. Yeah, and the range
everything.
Officers were all so nice. They were super nice. Even our section coordinator came out and
they were Garza. The best. They were the best in the U.S. The best
yeah.
range officers from the U.S. were flown in there.
Yeah, they were awesome, and I heard the same from everybody else that shot. That everybody was so nice and polite, and no, I didn't feel rushed all day, which was great. Sometimes you'll get an RO that'll make you. You know, if they're running behind or something, they'll make you feel like you have to, you know, make ready faster or show clear faster. And I'm like, I didn't get that at all this time, which was quite nice.
Yeah, they were cool.
Yeah, well, it was a really cool match. I hope they do it again next year. I hope they make this an annual match. Team Motley Dragon Cup 2021 or 2022 next year. That'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it was designed to be a world-level match, which it was before COVID, then COVID
uh-huh.
happened.
Stupid COVID.
So when Motley did this the last time, it was world-level. Like, people from all different countries flew in to shoot this competition. But now, since COVID, borders closed, all that stuff, it was just people from the U.S., but it was still, like, the best match you can possibly shoot in the U.S.
My only suggestion for improvement next year is have more of those kids. There were two stages where one of the local shooting groups came out, and they were teens. They were raising money for some trip. They did all the tape and reset. And I'm like, I like that. We should do
yeah.
more of that.
So it was a kids group that goes around and shoots, and they're raising money so they can shoot. So all these
okay.
little kids are running out and resetting our targets for us just to raise money so they can go and shoot competitions. So they had, like, a tip jar, and then at the awards, they had big buckets set out where people can donate, and all the people with, like, the big oil money are putting in, like, $500. I was embarrassed by my $50. That was, like, for me, that was a lot.
It's all about helping, though. And they,
yeah.
they did a good job. They did a really good job. They were quick. They were quick, and they were polite. They were very polite kids.
Bill, do you have some questions?
About the match? You, Ashley made mention of the different classes you two shoot in, and I'd like to know what the difference is between those two classes, because you both shoot production, but apparently there's a different class for each one of those. What was the difference in those?
Ashley, you got this?
Yeah. So in USPSA, you have to shoot what's called a classifier, and you have to shoot, I think it's either 4 or 6 classifiers to get your classification. And what that does is that breaks up the pack. So you've got the most experienced side, those are your grandmaster and your master level shooters. Then it comes down to A class, B class, C class, and D class. And in USPSA,
and
you can even shoot unclassified. Yeah. Unlike the other sport, you can't shoot unclassified in IDPA, but in USPSA, they let you do that. So that's how that breaks out. So
what is it that you shoot, Ashley? What kind of gun do you shoot?
I shoot a CZ Shadow. It's a 75 SP01.
And don't you shoot? You shoot a CZ, don't you? You know, the Shadow?
I shoot a CZ Shadow 2 Orange.
So her gun is not legal in the other sport that I shoot.
Ah.
So,
which is why I borrowed hers.
Yeah, Kita actually borrowed my gun at the last match we shot together, which was a women's only IDPA match. Kita's first IDPA match, actually, back in Mission 160, about, was it 2 weeks before Dragon's Cup?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kita shot my other CZ. So I have two, and they're sequential serial numbers. My wonderful husband and a bunch of my friends got together and bought them for me for my birthday. a couple years ago. So that was awesome. And Keita got to use one of them during the Femme Fatale match a couple weeks ago.
Gotcha. I gotcha. So will you guys be competing in the same matches coming up? We got about a minute.
I hope so. I know I've got an IDPA match at the end of the month, but I doubt end of May, but I doubt Keita will shoot that one.
I saw no, all the Instagram stuff going on between you two. Or not necessarily between the two of you, but you guys are posting up the same stuff. And I was like, how come both of them have the same trophy?
We're shooting at the same match.
I understand.
So I won second B class. She won first C class. But I won my division for the ladies, which I don't actually appreciate having a trophy based on my genitalia personally, but some people do.
And these were awesome trophies. Everyone wanted one of these trophies.
I wanted the trophy, but it was like, well, it's based on my genitalia, but it's a really cool trophy, so I guess I'll take it.
I thought it was based on you placing second.
No, I didn't get a trophy for placing second. I got a trophy for winning the top level as a female. Within production, I got 14th, but I was competing against the top in the world.
Well,
she got 14th out of the top in the world.
I will point some things out to you next time we speak on that one. Thank you very much for joining me tonight, ladies.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. Love you back. Coming up next, hour number three, with we're going to have a conversation with Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.